नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Hare Krishna. So we are reading this morning from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 62, the meeting of Usha and Aniruddha, text 22 to 24. Sachatam sundarvaram, sachatam sundarvaram, vilokya muditanana, dushpreksha swagrahe pumbhi, reme pradyumnina samam, sachatam sundarvaram, vilokya muditanana, dushpreksha swagrahe pumbhi, reme pradyumnina samam, sachatam sundaravaram, vilokya muditanana, dushpreksha swagrahe pumbhi, reme pradyumnina samam. Swagrahe pumbi, Matajis Sachatam Sundaravaram Preme Pradyumnina Samam. Sa, she, cha, and, tam, him, Sundarvaram, the most beautiful man, Vilokya, beholding, Muditaha, joyful, Anana, her face, Duspreksha, which was not to be seen, Sva, in her own, Grihe, quarters, Pumbhi, by men, Reme, she enjoyed, Pradyumnina Samam, together with the son of Pradyumna. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation of this verse: when Usha beheld him, the most beautiful of men, her face lit up with joy. She took the son of Pradyumna to her private quarters, which men were forbidden even to see, and there enjoyed with him. So there is no purport to this. We will read text 23, 24, 25 and 26. Usha worshipped Aniruddha with faithful service, offering him priceless garments along with garlands, fragrances, incense, lamps, sitting places, and so on. She also offered him beverages, all types of food, and sweet words. And he thus remained hidden in the young lady's quarters. Aniruddha did not notice the passing of the days, for his senses were captive by Usha, whose affection for him ever increased. Text 25 and 26. The female guards eventually noticed unmistakable symptoms of romantic involvement in Usha, who, having broken her maiden vow, was being enjoyed by the Yadu hero and showing signs of conjugal happiness. The guards went to Banasura and told him, "O king, we have detected in your daughter the kind of improper behavior that spoils the reputation of a young girl's family." Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has defined the word Bataha as female guards, whereas Sripad Jiva Goswami defines it as eunuchs and others. Grammatically, the word can function both ways. The guards feared that if Banasura found out about Usha's activities from some other source, he would severely punish them, and thus they personally informed him that his young daughter was no longer innocent. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutha Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatham Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padhan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha Patithanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Mukham karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripat tamaham vande Shri Guru Dinatharini. Hare Krishna. So first of all, I'd like to seek the blessings of all the devotees. Feeling utterly unqualified to speak on this most exalted subject matter amongst the most exalted devotees here, so it is a little difficult for me, but for our own purification, some little words on this most exalted of all the subject matters, the meeting of Usha and Aniruddha. a very romantic subject matter. Herein we are at the the juncture wherein Usha somehow happened to reveal her internal desires, and her friends in Chitralekha specifically picked it up and brought her object of love to her chambers right now, and she is wonderfully, faithfully rendering her services by garments, by garlands, by fragrances, and various varieties of foods and sweet words. So a wonderful reception of the Lord is being done in her chambers. And in the next verse, as we read here, the guards are very much alarmed. They could see the sense, certain transformations, certain changes in her. So they decided to go and inform, because they didn't want to take a risk. If later on Banasura comes, you know, then they'll be in trouble. So they inform. It's like this is that wonderful love story. We see so many love stories in this material world, in the Bollywood and Hollywood and all those things, but none can match these wonderful love stories of Srimad Bhagavatam. In one sense, every devotee or every soul has his own love story with the Supreme Lord. Each one of us have our own love stories. That's the real love, love with the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, love of this world, as we all know, is very, very temporary, very, very shallow. It's just, as Prabhupada would say, I scratch my back, you scratch my back. You give me pleasure, I give you pleasure. And it's very, very, what do you say, very, very short-lived. The only true love story is between the living entity and the Supreme Lord, Shri Krishna. That is the eternal love story. That is our... So each one of us have to write our own love stories in our love to the Supreme Lord. How we want to progress, how we want to move forward in that love. By the help of Shri Guru, who will give us the map, who will clarify our doubts, who will show us the right path, how we can actually approach Him. Like herein, Chitralekha draws the beautiful form of Shri Aniruddha and brings Him here in the life of... Similarly, in our lives, each one of our lives, we have to have our own love stories written or carved by the instructions of Shri Guru and Gauranga. By their desires, we carve the beautiful, our own love story and reach the lotus feet of Shri Krishna. And the purport, the devotees quote how Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur defines Bhat as female guards and Jiva Goswami describes them as eunuchs. So difficult to comment anything, but we have seen the history that I was just looking at it. There are historical references of both. As we know, like when Vasudeva was married to Devaki, there were 200 female were sent with him as assistants to Devaki. And we have historical references of eunuchs also serving in the courtesans of great kings, even in the Mughal time. And even before also, the eunuchs were serving because, and mostly serving or guarding the female courtesans or princesses, because the kings were aware that there's no risk. They had the power, but there's no risk from them. So they would, rather than having a bodyguards or male, they would have many a times eunuchs. So, of course, historical in the Bhagavatam, I don't know any of the references, but we know how Arjuna at one time during the period of whatever that, the 1 year period of they were hiding, there he acted as, or he was given that curse of being a eunuch, and there he became the musical teacher of Uttara. So there are certain references, of course, in the recent past, Mughals and other, there are many references of eunuchs being teaching in the court. So here we see Brahmalala or Arjuna acted as the music teacher of Uttara. And of course, he fought also along with the Kurus and defeated the whole army. So therefore, this is very, very interesting here how Usha writes her own, like, or orchestrates her own love story. Similarly, each one of us have to, in our paths, have to think about it, work on our devotional service, on our path, with the help of Sri Guru and Gauranga. And then these symptoms of transformation As we see herein, the guards are running to Banasura. So we all have experience in our Krishna consciousness a little bit, that as soon as we came to Krishna consciousness, there were certain symptoms which were visible in the outside world. The outside people would say, oh, this, there is some change in you. You seem to be acting a little strange. You are not coming with us to the parties. You are not doing using bad words, or you are not doing this, or you are doing that. Each one of us have our own experience in our own kshetras of symptoms being visible. Something like that here, the symptoms of conjugal love were being seen by these guards. So that's a good sign that something is happening. So over a period of time, as we move on in our bhakti, we should get symptoms from outside people also. Oh, this is getting more and more crazy when you go home or when you meet outside people. Oh, this sounds, you are looking more and more crazy, or you are looking more and more weird, and you are looking more and more absorbed in only in Krishna, and you are not thinking about anything of the outside. So these are the positive symptoms which are there. So we should see these symptoms. Of course, I just wanted to share one leela or pastime from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And before again, and then we'll again come back to these various symptoms and of transformation. So then, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, in the initial period of his leela, he manifests himself as a great, powerful scholar. So the no symptoms of devotion or conjugal love were being seen in his life. And all the devotees were, they would always get attracted to Nimai, but they would not know why, and he's behaving in such a way. And many times devotees would actually go the other way when they would see Nimai Pandit. They would say, no, he will come and waste our time and talk about logic and reasoning and different siddhantas. So they would always feel fearful of Nimai Pandit. Of course, many times Nimai Pandit will confront Murari Gupta and different devotees and say, tell them that one day will come when all of you would come and hanker for my association. That day is going to come soon. But nobody would understand that. So then finally, when the time came for the Lord to manifest his beautiful pastimes and show his transformations of conjugal love, this happened after Mahaprabhu went to Gaya for pilgrimage to perform the Shraddha ceremony. And then he comes back. And as soon as he comes back, the news went all over Navadvip and Nadia that Nimai Pandit has come back, Nimai Pandit has come back. Because he was so famous, everyone, even the devotees loved him, but they didn't know why. At very few devotees by that time, they would assemble at the house of Advaita Acharya and discuss Krishna Katha, and Nimai Pandit's elder brother Vishrup would be always there to attend those Gita classes or Bhagavad classes. And Sachi Mata would send Nimai Pandit to go to the home to bring back home Vishwarup, and he would go very small, not dressed up in anything. He would go and pull the dhoti of Vishwarup and come, mother is calling, Sachi Mata is calling. And Advaita Acharya and all the devotees, their attention would move towards him. And they would be glued to him, seeing his beautiful form. Srivas Thakur, Advaita Acharya, all the devotees, Murari Gupta, they were captivated by his beauty. And then as soon as Nimai Pandit would go, they would discuss, we don't know why we are attracted to this personality, but somehow we are getting captivated by his beauty like we are attracted to Krishna, but we don't know why. So they would always discuss, but they would not realize why they were being attractive. That is Krishna who is all attractive. All attractive. So therein, when the Lord comes back, all his students, all the people who loved him, everyone was captivated by him. He was the center of Navadvip. And all of them ran to see him. That wow, Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit has come, Nimai Pandit has come back. The news spread, all the forums and all the broadcast lists and everything, the news was spread that Nimai Pandit has come. Everyone goes there to ask Nimai Pandit, how was your yatra, how did you come back? Because although during that time the yatras would, if somebody would go for yatra, you don't know when he'll come back, if he'll come back or not come back. So it was a great excitement. And now we book our tickets 4 months in advance, and we know this is the date we go, this date we come back and spend so many days. But that time it was not like that. You go, you go. You come back, you come back. When you come back, nobody knows. So Mahaprabhu was there. So Mahaprabhu told all the people, those were there, that, oh, I had such wonderful darshan of the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. Padma Tirth, the beautiful lotus feet of Lord Vishnu are being washed in that place, and the Brahmanas are chanting Vedic hymns. When all the devotees, when all the people were dispersed, the Lord got a few of the devotees and then told him in detail how he experienced the divine ecstasies of devotional service. So we cannot share when we are in public or with outside people, we cannot reveal our hearts. They won't be able to understand, nor they'll be able to appreciate. So in this way, Mahaprabhu took aside a few of the devotees and started to explain to them that how he saw, and tears of ecstasy were flowing from his eyes. Of course, Vrindavanadas Thakur explains the tears were so much like river Ganges flowing. Of course, difficult for us to imagine, or experience is different, but even to imagine how somebody could cry like Mother Ganges flowing from the eyes. And then the Lord told, since still there are many people outside, tomorrow all of you come to the house of Shuklambara Brahmachari, and then I will reveal the secret, what happened there in the house of, in Sri Gaya Dham. And as soon as he reached home, Sachimata was in great ecstasy. But he also could see a transformation. Like, and many, most of our mothers, they saw when we started practicing, some transformation not attached to, or should not be attached to seeing television or movies or all those things, different things. So they could see the transformation. And she was surprised also. But she was happy that Nimai is finally back. Her only shelter. This after her husband left, Vishwaroop left, the only shelter for her was Vishwambar Nimai. So the next day, when all that, before everyone was waiting, that now we will hear from Nimai Pandit, and everyone was so happy and ecstatic. Wow, Nimai Pandit has become a devotee. Nimai Pandit has become a devotee. Like, we are also happy when some new person joins, or new person becomes a devotee whom we are preaching to and who were thinking he'll become. If he becomes a devotee, some very influential person becomes a devotee, we are all very happy. The leaders of the nation, they become devotees. So he was like the leader that time. So he became a devotee. So the news spread everywhere. Wow, Nimai Pandit became a devotee. So everyone was so happy that finally Nimai Pandit has become a devotee. So they went to the house of Srivas Thakur. Of course, devotees would every day go to this house. Every day go to his house, and there was nice beautiful flower tree, Kunda flower tree. Everyone would pluck flowers for offering to their respective lordships. And Vrindavanadas Thakur describes, unlimited flowers would come every day for all the deities of different devotees. So that is, the Lord is unlimited. When we have unlimited desires to serve, the unlimited facilities unfold to serve. So we just have to desire. Of course, I have no realizations or experience, but those who are preaching can share that. That when we have the desire to serve, sincere desire to help and serve, all the facilities manifest, come upon, they are showered upon. So unlimited flowers would come, and everyone would pluck flowers and discuss about Krishna in the morning. And when Srivas Thakur saw Sriman Pandit, he said, oh, you are looking very happy today. Is there a special reason you are looking more happy today? She said, yes, yes, our Nimai Pandit has become a devotee. When Srivas Thakur heard, oh, he was, our Nimai Pandit has become a devotee. We have been praying that he becomes a devotee. If he becomes a devotee, we can convert the whole of the Navadvip, all the atheists, those who are torturing us. We can just show him that this person has become a devotee who is the greatest scholar. Because Nimai Pandit would defeat all the atheists, all the scholars, all the pandits of Navadvip at that time. So they would also respect him and bow down to him. So the most respected personality on Navadvip was becoming now a devotee. And Srivas Thakur lightly cried out, may Krishna increase our family, may Krishna increase our family. So finally, so then Sriman Pandit told, so today morning now, after our worship, we are going to the house of Shuklambara Brahmachari. And where the Lord is going to reveal, where Nimai Pandit Vishwambar is going to reveal his innermost hearts, and we will hear that and we'll come back. Of course, only very few people were invited. Gadadhar Pandit, he decided to go and hide somewhere and hear what Mahaprabhu is saying. And Mahaprabhu started to explain his heart, that as soon as he reached Gaya, he heard the beautiful Vedic hymns, the chanting of the Vedic hymns and the songs glorifying, and all the Brahmanas were doing the Abhishek for the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, and his heart got completely transformed. He could see Krishna everywhere, And the Lord started to cry. Where is Krishna? Kothai Krishna? Kothai Krishna? He would chant. He would cry. He would jump. He would fall on ground with tears. So devotees were so happy to see that. And Gadadhar Pandit, he was hiding. He just came out. And Mahaprabhu was asking, Gadadhar, you are so fortunate. You have been chanting the names of Krishna since childhood. I have been missing it. And now somehow by the grace of the great devotees, Ishwarpuri, I have received this blessings to see Krishna. And I can see Krishna everywhere. The Lord explains how he saw Krishna everywhere. Wherever he went, he would see Krishna. And wherever he is going, he is only seeing Krishna and no one else. So devotees were so happy. They went to Srivast Thakur and they were discussing. Looks like the Supreme Lord has personally manifested himself in the body of Nimai Pandit. Not knowing that his himself, the Supreme Lord. Unless the Lord wants to reveal, nobody can understand who the Lord is. So also, in our lives also, unless the Lord reveals, nobody can see, even if the Lord comes right in the front. So devotees were discussing, it's maybe the mercy of Ishwarpuri that has transformed him. Or maybe Krishna has showered his special mercy in Gaya. That is why he is acting like this and has become a devotee. Now we have the strength and now we have such a powerful personality with us that we will tear off all the heads of all the atheists. They were all tormenting all the time, so they were so excited. So now we have someone whom we can take shelter of. And then after that, Mahaprabhu comes to the house of Gangadas Pandit, who was like that time the headmaster of a school where Nimai Pandit was also teaching there. So Mahaprabhu, as soon as he reached the house of Gangadas Pandit or the school, Mahaprabhu immediately offered his obeisances, pranams, respectful obeisances. And Gangadas Pandit, he has by then heard the news. He quickly picked up Nimai Pandit, embraced him and began to glorify Nimai. Today you have fulfilled the purpose of your life and you'll have delivered both your Pitrakul and Matrakul. You have been greatly blessed today. So now all your students, they have been waiting for you. And once the students whom you have taught, they cannot learn from anyone else. Even Brahmaji personally comes and starts to teach, they would not accept him as the teacher. When the Lord himself wants to become the teacher, you can imagine how wonderful, how attractive, how powerful that influence would be. We have all experience of our teachers in this world, but somehow we just want to change, or we want some faults in it, or the teachers don't teach well and they teach in the tuitions or whatever. But Mahaprabhu was the best of all the teachers. In any role he comes, he is the best. That's the definition of the Supreme Lord. As a teacher, he is the best. So, but of course, Gangadas Pandit said, since you have arrived yesterday only, today you can take an off, so weekly off, and then tomorrow you come and teach your students. So Mahaprabhu happy. The students were also following and they said, oh, we have been waiting, so we will wait tomorrow in the morning to learn our lessons. Mahaprabhu goes home. Sachi Mata has been eagerly waiting. But she saw all these transformations and she was praying to Lord Narayan, to Lord Vishnu. I don't understand what has happened to him. Why he is behaving? Maybe he is getting into too much devotion. My dear Lord, I lost my husband, I lost my son, he is my only hope. Let him not accept sannyas or renounced order. Please make him a normal person in that sense. Sachi Mata would pray, make him a normal, not normal, or whatever. Normal is to love God, but in the material world, whatever they say, normal person. So Mahaprabhu was exhibiting those normal symptoms of a devotee, which is actually our normal state. But Sachi Mata was praying to Vishnu, praying to Mother Ganga. And of course, she would also endeavor, she would bring Vishnu Priya in front and make her sit in front of Mahaprabhu. See, your wife, beautiful wife. And then of course Mahaprabhu would be so much absorbed and he would loudly say, Kothai Krishna, Kothai Krishna. He would loudly call out. And Vishnu Priya Devi would also get stunned and she would run away hearing what has happened to him. Couldn't understand what has happened. He never behaved like this before. And even in the night, Nimai Pandit would not sleep the whole night. He would chant, he would get up, he would sit, meditate. So whole confusion was happening in the minds of Sachi Mata. What is happening? What is the transformation about? Of course, when the Mahaprabhu would see the materialist gross atheist, he would conceal his emotions. He would not reveal. So then, the next day, Mahaprabhu goes in the early morning to bathe in Ganga, and all the students are waiting for Mahaprabhu to come. So students should wait for the teachers. So then, all the students were waiting, Mahaprabhu goes in, and then the first day, Mahaprabhu starts to begin his lectures, the first day of the lectures. Previously, he would teach Vyakaran and give tikas and commentaries and sutras he would discuss. So he started to glorify devotional service of Krishna and Krishna's holy name. And as the devotees were there, the children were so inspired, they opened their books and they were also chanting the names of God. Hari Hari, they opened the books. And that aroused extreme ecstasy in Mahaprabhu. He completely forgot what is happening. He was so happy, glanced lovingly on each of his students. And he began to explain all the sutras and the tikas and the aphorisms and speaking about the holy name, how holy name is the eternal, the only eternal thing, how holy name is the conclusion of all the scriptures, how Krishna is the supreme creator, maintainer and annihilator of this world. And one's life is useless if one does not surrender unto the lotus feet of Krishna. Devotional service is the conclusion of all the scriptures. Krishna is an ocean of mercy, the son of Nanda Maharaj. And Mahaprabhu, in great ecstasy, he would cry. And one who does not accept this, he is the most fallen personality. In this way, Mahaprabhu in great ecstasy began to speak about the pastimes of Putana, that Krishna is the Lord who gave mercy to Putana, who came to kill him. So who in this world or who amongst you will not worship the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna? He is the deliverer of Aghasur. Anyone who studies the Vedic literatures, all the scriptures which we are studying, without Krishna, he will meet with his death and destruction. So such heavy instructions Nimai Pandit was giving. Death and destruction. They were all shocked. He started to speak about the pastimes of Ajamil and challenge anyone who has the power to refute me, my arguments. Who had the strength? Who had the daring to come in front of Mahaprabhu? And then, of course, as soon as he regained, after some time, external consciousness, he asked the students, was I all right in my explanations? What could the students say? Said, what you were saying was right, but this is not the way you would explain previously. Mahaprabhu said, please excuse me for the day. Let's go for bathing in Mother Ganges. Of course, Ganga Mai, Mahaprabhu would bathe every day, giving pleasure to Ganga Mai. Her waves would be experiencing, she would be experiencing extreme joy. Vrindavan Das Thakur explained, it would be like a moon surrounded by different stars when Mahaprabhu with his students and take bath in Ganga. What is the fortune of all the people who would see? So then after bathing with all his friends, Mahaprabhu comes back to the home, changes his clothes, washed his feet, offered water to Tulsi Maharani, offered his pranams, worshipping Govinda. And then sat for prasad. So after katha, there is prasad. So in front of Sachi Mata was there. She brought a beautiful plate. She had been waiting for many days now. And she made a wonderful plate with beautiful rice and ghee and different preparations and shak and shukta. And must be on the plate of Sridhar Kulavej, the proprietary plate of Mahaprabhu. So then Sachi Mata is personally serving, and Vishnu Priya is sitting behind in the corner of the room. She is seeing Harishtadev Krishna. And as Sachi Mata is serving prasad, she is asking, what did you study, my dear son? And what did you teach? That's how usually when small children come home, what did you study? So for mothers and parents, the children are always like small only. So she asked, what did you study? That aroused again ecstasy in Mahaprabhu. He began to again speak about all the pastimes of Krishna, and then I was speaking about the holy names of Krishna, and Mahaprabhu in great detail began to speak about, so prasad was forgotten, all the glories of the holy name, glories of the chanting of the holy name, and all those scriptures which describes anything other than the holy names of the Lord are Pashand scriptures, atheistic scriptures. And even if a Chandala who worships the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna chants the names of Krishna even once, is better than a Brahmana, all those Bhattacharyas and all those who are moving around in Navadvip not chanting the names of Krishna even once. And then Vrindavan Das Thakur describes in great detail as the complete samvad, like the Kapil Devan speaking to Devahuti, Mother Devahuti, the same in great detail. Mahaprabhu explains the whole, how, like as Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Bhuliya Tumare Samsare Asiya. The whole pastime, how the living entity comes into the womb of the mother and suffers and prays, please let me out, my Lord, I will do your service, and then happy birthday to you, and played and moved in the sways of the birthday wishes and the parents and relatives, and forgotten Krishna is gone out of the picture. So in this way Mahaprabhu would chant day in and day out. And Sachi Mata was in great ecstasy hearing these beautiful descriptions. So next day again Mahaprabhu comes in. So now the children are more careful what to do. If again Mahaprabhu starts to speak, then he may again lose track and he may go in ecstasy. So they open their books and they said, I have a question to ask. So that's better probably than the Mahaprabhu would directly answer the question to the point. So that's easier. Otherwise, sometimes the speakers are spaced out, they can get. So better to ask a question. So then they thought, okay, let us just ask straight question to Mahaprabhu. So they asked how to make a Varna Siddha, how to make an alphabet perfect. Nimai Pandit said, the glands of Krishna will make the alphabet perfect. So they were surprised, what is this happening? Now what to do? Then they asked, what is that? Siddha Varna Samamanya. And then the Mahaprabhu says, Narayan is situated in everyone's heart. He is the center of everything. So whatever they would ask, this was the answer which Mahaprabhu gave. So Mahaprabhu says, the students finally they are saying, my dear Lord, our Master, please explain it properly the way you would do it. All those tikas and tippanis which you would give. Mahaprabhu says, every moment remember Krishna. So, what to do? So we're saying, beginning to the end of the Vedas, everything Krishna is the beginning, Krishna is the middle, and Krishna is the end of all the Vedic literatures. Mahaprabhu, the students are asking, where is it mentioned? Show our books. Mahaprabhu said, who can challenge me? You can read all the scriptures and I will give you all the references. Let me go and deeply study these scriptures and I'll see you back in the afternoon. We'll meet again. So a lunch break or a small break, Mahaprabhu says, I'll come back and then I'll show you. Of course, the students were also discussing among themselves what to do, what is happening. Looks like some vata disease or something. Vata bad gaya lag raha hai kuch. So they were not sure what to do. So they thought, let's go to the headmaster, Gangadas Pandit, and they complain him. Not complain him, they explain to him the whole situation, that what he is showing, these transcendental symptoms of ecstasy are wonderful. We have never seen in any of personalities, but he is not the same what he was before. So my dear sir, please instruct him something. Gangadas Pandit says, oh yes, yes, do not worry. He was so happy to hear Mahaprabhu's ecstatic symptoms. Then I will teach him. And then finally, Vishwambar goes to the house of Gangadas Pandit, takes the dust from the lotus feet of his guru. Mahaprabhu would always respect him, worship him. That's how we should be. Serve our gurus, whoever they may be. And Gangadas Pandit blessed him, may you attain real knowledge. And then Gangadas Pandit said to explain to him that, see, your grandfather Nilambar Chakravarti and see your father Jagannath Mishra, they were great scholars and they would teach. So that does not mean that scholarship and bhakti are two separate things. You can be a great devotee, great scholar, but still be so-called normal teacher and teach them the way you were teaching. So these things are not contradictory. To teach the Vedic Siddhantas or aphorisms or sutras, your father, your grandfather, that means they were not devotees because they were scholars. No, they were great devotees. So you see, you have seen in your family, it's possible to do both. So why not you do both? So Mahaprabhu says, yes, my dear Lord, I will try. By your mercy, no one in this Navadvip or anywhere else can defeat me. No one has the power. Let them come up with arguments. I will devastate all their arguments in public. So today I will have my class in public and let me see who comes to challenge me. Previously they would have some bank of Ganga or somewhere. So now today I will have the class in public and let's see all the Bhattacharyas and Tripathis and Trivedis and whoever they are. They can come and challenge me and I'll show them the scriptural references or where it is described that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. So then Mahaprabhu goes late this afternoon and he begins right in the middle of the town these wonderful pastimes and glories of Krishna. And as he was speaking this pastime, there was one, since it was a public place, one of the great devotees, Sripad Ratnagarbha Acharya, was sitting there and reciting the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. So one of the verses which he was reciting, Shamam Hiranya Paridhim Vanamalya Barha Dhatu Pravala Nataveshyam Anvartam She Vinayasta Hastam Mitarena Dhunana Abjam Karnota Palak Kapola Mukhabja Hasam. This is the description of the beautiful form of the Lord when all the Brahman Patanis, they were entering the forest of Vrindavan, giving, sacrificing all their impediments which were there on their path. They come and reach and see this beautiful form, Shamam Hiranya, beautiful blackish complexion, Hiranya Paridhim, wearing a beautiful yellow dress with beautiful, wonderful one mala and with a beautiful peacock feather, Dhatu Praval, with beautiful decorations and standing like a beautiful actor, Natavesham, with his one hand resting on the shoulder of his another friend and with his other hand twirling the beautiful lotus flower and beautiful earrings and his hairs on his cheeks and smiling in a beautiful form. So when Mahaprabhu hears this, so again, the next day also, Mahaprabhu in great ecstasy, he becomes unconscious and he's rolling on the ground and all the students and they are again confused what is happening. We thought something would happen by the words of Gangadas Pandit, but again he was unconscious and he was rolling on the ground and chanting these words and he was saying, chant again. And Ratnagarbha Acharya also with more devotion, he was chanting again and again and again and again that verse. So what would I do now? And then he caught hold of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ratnagarbha Acharya. And Mahaprabhu picked him up, embraced him. And then he was also in great ecstasy again and again singing this verse. And then the whole people collected around and seeing what is happening. And then finally Gadadhar said to Ratnagarbha Acharya, stop, stop, do not sing more. What's happening here? Just hold on. And all the students were discussing, we haven't seen such a restless person. How is he acting? But his acts are glorious. But then Gadadhar Pandit was saying, do not glorify him so much here, again there will be problem. So then in this way the school was going on for a few days, and one of the days again, so they decided, let us again ask questions, and they asked, so what is the definition of dhatu or verbal root? What is the root or verbal root? And then Mahaprabhu started to explain that Krishna is the energy, Krishna is the original root of everything. He is the living force in all the living entities. You see the body of a king decorated so wonderfully with helmets and crowns and earrings and garlands. But as soon as the dhatu, the real soul, the super soul leaves that body is left useless. It's taken to Shamshan and people take bath after touching that. And Mahaprabhu explains how even when a son who's so dear to his father, who is worshipping his father, serving his father, as soon as the soul leaves the body of the father, he doesn't want to keep it home, doesn't want to touch, even touching he has to take bath. And the same son, when the dhatu, when the soul leaves, has to put fire in the mouth of that father. So what is attractive? Mahaprabhu is telling all the students. And all of them are again confused what is happening, what to do now. And then in this way Mahaprabhu would say, so therefore the conclusion is, worship Krishna, chant Krishna, serve Krishna. Any little service done to Krishna, nobody can touch Yamaraj. The Yamaraj even cannot touch such a personality. That is the real meaning of dhatu. And Mahaprabhu said, Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Prana Dhana, Charane Dhariya Bole, Krishna Deho Mana. began to caught hold of all the people's lotus feet and began to say, chant the names of Krishna. Krishna is your mother. Krishna is your real mother. Krishna is your father. Krishna is your life and soul. Everyone, please give your mind to Krishna. This is Mahaprabhu's mission. Everyone was charmed to see the Lord. And then again, when the Lord, after some time, comes to external consciousness, he asks the students, was I teaching correctly? Was I all right? What could the students say? Mahaprabhu, yes, but this is not for this that we have come to you. We have come to for you for understanding the grammar and the different tikas and but like that. So they were saying, but they were saying that we have never seen such great perfection symptoms which you are showing. And they were told him, Mahaprabhu said, tell me what all I spoke. And then they started to speak again, and then Mahaprabhu again in ecstasy. And then the students were discussing among themselves, maybe he is Narayan, or the mercy of Narayan has come to him, or we don't know. The devotion which we see in Mahaprabhu Nimai Pandit is not even comparable to Vyasa Shukadev and Prahlad Maharaj. Such ecstatic symptoms he is doing. See, we don't know what is happening to him. And then finally this Mahaprabhu asks, what's happening? They tell, since last 10 days, this is what we have been discussing. Mahaprabhu was shocked. Why didn't you tell me earlier? Why did you wait for all these 10 days to reveal it to me? So the students are saying, Mahaprabhu Nimai Vishwamba, what can we say? What you are explaining is correct only. There's nothing what is wrong. But we don't have the qualification or the misdeeds to understand all the subject matters what you are explaining. What should we do? And finally Mahaprabhu also became very emotional. We had tears in his eye. Mahaprabhu said, I'll tell you the truth. Please do not share it with anyone. But what can I do since the time I have come back from Gaya? The only thing I see is a bluish, blackish boy playing his flute, hearing his names and beholding the abode of Govinda. That's the only thing I see. That's the only thing I hear. With tears of gratitude and humility, Mahaprabhu says, please forgive me. This is what the state of my mind is. From now on, I will not be able to teach you any further. So he closed his book like that, tied his, and put it aside like that. So, no, we are not ending, but I'm just keeping it. Few more minutes are there. So then this way, Mahaprabhu tied his books, kept it aside. And also the children, also the students, also they were in great tears. Then feeling great imminent separation from Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Vishwambar. Anyone who has tasted Krishna consciousness once cannot leave. So these personalities, these students, these glorious students of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who were with personally him, learning from him, what emotions they were experiencing. And then they said, Mahaprabhu, Nimai, Pandit, one who has learned from you cannot learn from any other student or any other teacher. Whatever you have taught us is enough. We do not want to study any further. They also closed their books and tied their books, said we cannot learn from anyone else. Mahaprabhu was very much satisfied. The crest jewel of the thrice-born Brahmanas, Nimai Pandit, he cried and embraced each one of them with tears of ecstasy. And he blessed them all. May my explanations remain in your heart birth after birth. May you remember these. May you always remember Krishna. Even if for a moment or for a day I have been a servant of Krishna, all of you be blessed. All of your desires be fulfilled. All of you constantly take shelter of Krishna, constantly chant his names. Make Krishna your life and soul. Whatever you have heard is enough. There is no need to know anything further in this world. Whatever knowledge, whatever degree, whatever you have completed, whatever books you have finished is enough. There is nothing else to be known. And then all the purport of the scriptures is revealed. The students in great ecstasy begin to cry. And then now Mahaprabhu says, no, all that what you have studied and heard and understood, let us make it all complete. So everyone asks, how do we make it complete? And then Mahaprabhu actually personally, first time, performs the Harinam Sankirtan. And then he says, starts to chant, Hariharaya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopal Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Hariharaya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopal Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana. Mahaprabhu actually personally clapped and showed how to chant. So let us chant for 1 minute. Chant and clap. Hariharaya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Gopal Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana Hariharaya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Gopal Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana. So in this way Mahaprabhu chanted, all personally clapping himself and dancing in great ecstasy. And all this was probably the first Harinam Sankirtan which Mahaprabhu personally taught with his students, the most fortunate students in the entire creation, probably. Is the most fortunate of all the students in the entire creation of Brahmaji, or even the spiritual world, the best of the students. Nobody can be a more fortunate student than these young boys. The rarest of rare gift which Mahaprabhu has come to descend, they were the first recipient of the chanting of the holy names. So in this way, the Lord of Kirtan, Vrindavan Das Thakur says, the Kirtan Nath began the chanting, and all the people of in Navadvip, they also, when they heard, they also started to join in great ecstasy. So in this way, Mahaprabhu performed his wonderful pastimes and revealed the holy names. Mahaprabhu personally came with these chanting of the holy names and the Harinams Sankirtan, descended to this world so that all of us can take the benediction and accept this. As the Acharyas explained, the Acharyas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Acharyas or the spiritual masters and our teachers, they are like the persons who throw the rope in a deep, dark well of material existence. We are all caught up in this deep, dark well of material existence, can't see the spark of light. But when the rope in the form of holy name comes in, the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the devotees, the spiritual masters are like those personalities who throw away these ropes into the dark well of material existence in the form of the holy names. And now it is our duty to catch this rope, climb up by their grace, and complete each one of us our love stories. That's what, otherwise in the material world, the love stories of this material world end in futility and vain and very, very short-lived. But the love story of the spiritual world is the most complete. And as they say in Bollywood, they lived happily hence after. But that happens only in the spiritual world. So by the grace of the holy name and the devotees, we can actually complete Krishna willing, devotees willing in this lifetime and our love story in this material world. Hare Krishna. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Shri Harinam Sankirtan Yajna ki, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, there is one announcement. Nanda Gopal Prabhu's daughter, Sudarshana Mataji, she's in